Welcome to another edition of Public Perspective here on AM 1340 KXEO. I have a special guest this morning is Marge Graff joining me here, and thank you for allowing us to come in and see your facility here at Graff & Sons in Mexico.
Well, it's a pleasure for me to meet you personally, and I'm happy to do this.
I know you've been in business quite a while here in Mexico, but for folks who don't know who you are, tell a little bit about yourself, if you will, and your family.
Well, I'm Marjorie Graff. I was married to Robert Bob Graff, which I'm sure a lot of you out there know. He is deceased now, but we were in, for probably 60 years, worked in Graff & Sons store. We had started with a retail store selling gun and fishing supplies with a filling station. And that was 7 days a week till 10 o'clock at night.
Busy, busy, I'm sure. Now, you were telling me that you actually grew up in Illinois on a farm, right?
Yes. My grandparents were immigrants from Switzerland and Germany. And they were very hardworking Christian people. And they settled in central Illinois and became farmers. So my dad's parents came from Switzerland, and my mother's parents came from Germany, and they were married and lived on a farm there in the same area.
When did you first move to Mexico?
I moved to Mexico in 1952 when I was married. I met Bob at his grandmother's visitation at an aunt's house in Illinois, who was one of our neighbors and friends. And we corresponded for a year or two, and we finally started dating. Of course, he lived in Mexico, Missouri, and that's about a four-hour drive. So driving every weekend was too much, and we decided to get married at a very young age, but we were both dependent people that accepted responsibilities.
No doubt. Give us a snapshot of what Mexico was like whenever you first got here, and maybe talk a little bit about your first job here.
Well, Mexico, see, I grew up in a very rural area. To me, Mexico, and it always has, it's a very nice, I'd call it a small city, because it really is. It's a very nice place to live. All the people that I've ever met are very nice people, and I learn to like Mexico very much. My first job here was in an office job in the shoe factory.
You remember, tell us where that was for those of us who don't remember.
Well, I'm not sure I know which street it is, but it's on the southwest side of town.
Okay. Was it close to downtown, or am I remembering?
No, it wasn't downtown.
No.
It was
south
of downtown. And I can't remember the street that was on. I could drive right to it.
Oh,
today.
Sure, sure. Yeah, but things have changed a little bit in Mexico.
Yes, it has.
Tell us about that job at the factory. What kind of things were you doing?
Okay, it was checking invoices, and I worked on the third floor in the shoe factory. There was an office there, and we checked things.
Sure. What was the name of the factory, if I can remember? I don't know if I can.
You know, right now I cannot think of the name of the factory, but I'm sure that
yeah,
most people would remember it.
They would. My memory's not as good as what it used to be, I know that, but I was trying to remember the name of it, but we'll figure
maybe
that out.
Maybe Florsheim.
I think Florsheim Factory. I think I knew a couple of people who had worked there.
I think, but I'm not positive 100%.
No.
But, you know, the factory was there for a good many years before I moved to Mexico, and it was a good many years after I left, and then it just quit.
Sure, sure. What about wages back then compared to now?
Well, back in those, when I first started working, I was still in high school. Minimum wages was 75 cents an hour. And that was a pretty decent job.
Sure, sure, no doubt about it. Now, from the factory, where did you move to next?
Okay, I worked in the office at Pearl Motor Company when their office was there, before they moved. Mm-hmm. And tore that building down. And then I also worked part-time at ADM during the harvest season, during the busy time for, they used to handle, I don't know if they still handle wheat or not, mm-hmm. but during the wheat season and the bean season when they were extremely busy, I worked down there part-time. And then I also worked in the high school office with, I don't know if anyone remembers her or not, Leona Wanaman.
Uh-huh. She
was a nice lady.
Yeah, she was connected with the Wanaman's Flower Shop?
Yes, and she worked in the high school office.
Yep.
And we worked together then. I started a family and didn't work for a while, but then I did start working part-time at ADM. Well, when my husband started this business, times were tough. Starting a business when you really don't have any money is very difficult. So I looked for a job because I knew I needed to go back to work.
Certainly.
And I was fortunate enough, I put my application in at Mexico Refactories. Well, basically, you kind of had to know someone or have a pull to get a job there. But I did not, and I still got a job. So I consider myself very, very fortunate. I worked there for 16 years in the sales service department.
So you've kind of seen a little bit of everything in your jobs, and you know, I really want to continue this conversation and talk specifically about Graf & Sons here. Let's take a little break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about how you got this business up and going and the success that it has had. And we'll be right back on Public Perspective with Marge Graf on AM 1340 KXEO.